In the Quran, it says that one day, even the stones will turn over or something with the Jews. And we've prepared. My grandfather.
Oh, must you always mention your grandfather? Yes, please.
Says it's bad to make friends with them.
To make friends with whom?
The Jews.
Jews.
The Jews?
Yeah.
No, I think he's wrong. He's misunderstood the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says that those who are inimical or hostile to your religion, it's not said that don't be friendly to them. It says don't make them bosom friends so that they influence you wrongly and you begin to take sides with anti-Islamic forces. This is what is prohibited. But to treat anyone kindly, with sympathy, with regard, is not only not prohibited in Islam, but it is imperative on you to treat all human beings with rahmah. Because Ahazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in the Holy Quran as rahmatul lil alameen. And Jews are a part of alameen. Ahazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind and so beneficent that in his time, he was kind to the Jews of his time who were the most antagonistic to him. The Jews of today are not to be compared in hostility to the Jews of the time of Ahazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they can't be compared in crime as well, because the present day Jews hate us, ordinary small people. It is a crime, of course. But the Jews of Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time hated him, the very best, the very cream of things, the one for whose sake the whole universe was created. Yet he treated them kindly, and he spoke nice words to them. He let them, in fact, sometimes insult him, and yet he was kind to them. He was kind to their alive, and he was kind to their dead as well. Once a Jew, for instance, approached him and said, "Look here, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, you are not good in financial dealings. You are like the other crash, and you are worse in financial dealings." Hazrat Umar, who was standing by, he got extremely annoyed. And he was about to strike him, and Rasulullah said, "Just stop it. Let him finish." He said, "You promised that you would return the money you borrowed from me on that date, and the day have come, and you have not returned. So you are bad in your financial dealings." So Ahazrat said, "He's right. I had promised him. And this is the time. The time has not passed. So Umar, go and pay him the due. And pay him some extra. Because he had to take the trouble to wait till the end." And this is how Ahazrat treated him. Hazrat Umar was flabbergasted. He said, look at him. He is insulting the very best of creation. And his servants are ready to offer their blood for the sake of his honor. And yet he is kindly to this insulting Jew and very softly spoken to him. So when he reached there and paid him the due, which was dues of the Jew, and paid him some extra money as well, and in days in fact it was paid, then that Jew accepted Islam. And he said, "I have never seen a man more beautifully behaved and better in conduct than Ahazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he must be right. That was his treatment of the living Jew. Of the dead, it is reported that once a corpse was being carried for burial, and when it passed by Ahazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was sitting with his companions, he stood up in respect. So some of his companions pointed out, "Ya Rasulullah, he is a Jew." He said, "Yes, I know. He's a Jew, but he was a human being. You should show respect to humanity. This is Islam, as we have learned from Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow him, not the mullah of today. If they preach hatred in the name of Islam, let them do it. You're not concerned. The Ahmadis will not follow him. The Ahmadis will follow their master, The master who was created as master for all time, that is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will follow his conduct, and he, if he was kind to his enemies, we'll be kind to our enemies.
Yeah, but what about the bit where it's in the Quran Sharif where it says that the stones will turn over or something? Huh? With the Jews.
Uh-huh. What does it say? I can't follow.
He says there is in the Quran Sharif that the stone will turn over to the Jews.
Not in the Holy Quran. It is in a tradition of Ahadra Sarasalam, it is said that those Jews at the latter days who would be fighting the Muslims, a time would come when those who hide them and give them cover would turn against them. This is the meaning of that tradition. But it is neither here nor there. I mean, this is not related to the subject I am speaking of. Islam doesn't say that when you are fighting your enemy, you should spare the life of the enemy who has come to kill you. That is not kindness. Kindness means in ordinary circumstances, in human relationship, you should be kind even to your enemies. But you have extended this to a situation of war. And that hadith which you have quoted speaks of a situation of war which I'm not speaking.